As a child, I was a hungry reader, often one or two puffins a day, always consumed to the last morsel, and always one at a time. Things are different now because there are so many reasons to be reading. Parcels arrive in every post of children's books to be considered for the weekly review slot in the Sunday Times. A recent box contained 42 submissions for a children's prize. As I write, 14 to go and 12 days to the judging meeting. Another stack in the corner of my study consists of the contenders for a picture book award to be judged 3 days later. And there are books, adults as well as children's, whose authors I shall interview on a platform or for print. I work with unread piles around me, organised by date of publication or by urgency. Only the ones that have made it from the floor onto the shelves are alphabetized. Meanwhile, on the bedside table are volumes for research for my own writing. And there are always books to read just because. Some publications fail to qualify for coverage before the last full stop, though of course if they are reviewed, they are always completed. The fact of opening daily packages means sometimes I can't resist starting a new arrival immediately, which means I go back to those I was already in the middle of and chop and change. Generally, I reach for a book as I wake and carry it down to breakfast. Mostly I take showers, but I much prefer baths in which I can read. I don't travel by tube or bus or train, or get a haircut, or sit in a cafe, or queue for day tickets for the theatre, or wait anywhere without a book to occupy me. In the evenings, my husband and I read companionably at each end of the sofa. Television is currently no more than 2 hours a week, plus sometimes a family film night. Unlike most people who fit it around social events, we've been known to turn down invitations because we have reading to do. I read myself to sleep in bed, and sometimes, if I'm wakeful in the night, I'll sneak back to the sofa with a blanket and read and doze there. The Charles Eames chair is the cosiest one for reading. In summer, a lounger on the lawn. On bright, chilly days, a futon on the basketwork chest, my improvised window seat with a view of the garden. On holiday, reading is most of what we do. Under pressure or in the grip of a story I can't tear myself from, I occasionally read as I walk along the street. Fortunately, I have great peripheral vision for lampposts and other pedestrians. I always prefer paper to screens. Sometimes unpublished manuscripts have given me no choice, but emails cause quite enough eye strain. It's partly why, despite my protectiveness about trees, I print out students' essays to discuss on my RLF fellowship days. You might think the appetite would sicken, but far from it. I am still a hungry reader.